Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Center Stage. What a beautiful song. That's incredible. It's called Aftermath, and it's by Mary Bew. I hope I'm pronouncing that name correctly, and she's releasing a new single in support of suicide prevention. Now, this is happening on Friday, March 11th at 7 p.m. Central Time. It's a virtual release party with Laura Seitz, or Seitz, I hope I pronounced that correctly. Laura Seitz, benefiting American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. This is a big deal, everyone, and I want to tell you a little bit about Mary Bew. She is a songwriter, not a yogi or yogi, traveler, a runner, vegan, retreat guide, music, and yoga teacher based out of Minneapolis, often roaming this beautiful world. She was named Best Songwriter of 2020 by City Pages. Remember that paper? And her music touches upon archetypal themes of the human condition, like love, loss, triumph, dreams, and the natural world. A longtime student of yoga and psychology, Mary weaves sacred subject matter into her songs. And I am so excited to have her on tonight. Hey, Mary, how are you?
I'm great. It's so nice to speak with you. Thank you for having me.
What a pleasure. The song is just, it just kind of creeps into your heart, doesn't it?
It does, and my friend Laura wrote it. I don't know if you heard this full story, but she downloaded this song from the universe. She had never written a song before. She approached me with it, and it was so compelling and so heart-wrenching, and so we worked together to create this song. So I'm so glad that you like it. Thank you.
Yeah, it was just haunting and arrested you, you know, it just all of a sudden stopped you in your tracks. Now, this is in support of suicide prevention. Tell us why this is important for you.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know anyone who hasn't been affected by suicide, whether contemplating themselves or having a loved one or acquaintance pass in this way. And it's really, it's something to, you know, be aware of, that especially in these times are so challenging, and mental health needs to, we need mental health awareness, get a little love. Everyone, life is so precious. And how can we destigmatize? How can we reach out? How can we offer support to each other for having gone through this, and ourselves if we're struggling? So
I tell you, I think that most of us have had someone we love or knew that committed suicide. And so it seems to be getting even worse. So to know that you're writing about this, that you're involved in this, I can just imagine how you feel every time you go to bed at night, that you feel great in one way, in one sense, because you're doing something that needs to be done. But at the same time, the pain of it all, knowing how many young people especially commit suicide. So the album, the new release of this new single, which is called Bone and the Marrow, which we did not play tonight, this is coming out on April 1st. Now, you had this big, gigantic hit in 2020. They had reviews about you around the world. So tell us about Bone and Marrow.
Sure. So it'll be the first single off my new album, coming out either at the end of this year, but probably early 2023. Good things take time, right? So the new album will be called The Wildness of Living and Dying. And this song is about I'm in my early 40s. I'm divorced. It's a dating jungle out there. It's easier to be alone in a lot of ways. And it's about, like, reaching out for love and continuing to be open after heartbreak after heartbreak.
That's one thing the pandemic has done, hasn't it? It has changed the way we think of love and how we feel about losing love or gaining love during this incredible time. So I'm glad that you wrote something like this. And, of course, again, I have to mention Aftermath. It's just so beautiful. It's being released,
thank you.
I mean, on the 11th of March. That must feel amazing.
Yeah, it'll feel really special to do it. This coming Friday.
So when you write a song, what is your process? Because every song I've heard from you has this this longing, this yearning almost in every one of the songs. There's some moment where you feel that.
Oof. Thank you. Well, I wrote a song this morning, actually. It's different every time. I sometimes hear words in my head. Sometimes I hear a rhythm in my head. I sit at the piano, and sometimes it's simultaneous, or other times I have poetry written. I also play guitar, so it depends on the instrument. And I just also want to say I caught one of your holiday shows, and I just really appreciate your prowess. So thank you for your gift.
Thank you, Mary. I really appreciate you. You know, here's the thing. The question for me always when it comes to performing and writing songs, I'm not a good writer of songs, but all of my siblings are. And I'm blown away with the lyrics that they come up with and the music itself. But who is responsible to tell us when we're done? I keep asking that question of myself. You know, as you get older and you see yourself changing, sometimes people's voices change, sometimes they don't, or the voice will come back in a different way. It's just strange. So if I were to ask you this question, who would be responsible to tell you that you're done? Or would you ever accept that?
Oh my God, that I'm done performing and writing? Oh my God.
Yeah.
So hard. Well, I mean, my voice has dropped an octave or so, definitely, since, you know, I started. But I think we're aging like a fine wine or something. It just gets better, hopefully, more wisdom. And maybe you can keep writing songs, but maybe not singing and performing. I don't know. If it's bringing you joy and people are still coming, then go for it.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine that said, hey, if people still buying your tickets, it's good. You're okay.
Yes.
But if they're not buying your tickets, you might want to sit down.
Right.
Sit down. Yeah. It's a hard thing, though, because we love it so much, right? Do you love what you do?
I do. I do.
Yeah. Me too.
I've gone through many, many transitions, but always coming. I've just always been doing it, and I can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah. Well, I do wish you well with this. If people want more information where to go to get your music, tell us where.
Yes, I have a website under my name. Thank you so much for asking. It's marybue.com. 7 letters, my last name, B-U-E. And I've got a Patreon and YouTube, and this Aftermath song will come out. We're doing a live stream for it, a benefit for American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So that'll be Friday night. You can watch on YouTube or Facebook.
Right. Wow. Congratulations to you. I hope that you will continue to be a prolific writer because we need your voice out there. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Geraldine. So nice to talk with you.
You too, Mary. Be well.
You too.